Good morning. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has accused foreign election observers of fraud during last year's disputed vote. Mr. Karzai says the then deputy head of the UN mission, Peter Galbraith, had been feeding details to the international media in an attempt to blacken his name. Mr. Galbraith was dismissed last year after alleging that the UN wasn't doing enough to combat fraud in the election. The former US diplomat says the allegations against him are absurd. A New Zealand anti-whaling activist is facing a potential 15-year sentence in a Japanese jail. Peter Bethune was detained and later taken to Japan after forcing his way on board a whaling vessel in Antarctic waters. The Japanese Coast Guards recommended a raft of charges be laid, including bodily harm for allegedly injuring crew by throwing rancid butter. Back home, and the Qantas A380 at the centre of a safety scare on Wednesday has been cleared to fly again. Its brakes locked up as it was landing in Sydney, causing some tyres to blow out, but the airline says it is an isolated incident. And the federal opposition says it's hopeful of convincing big business to recognise the benefits of its paid parental leave scheme. It's asking for feedback on its 26-week plan and says it's had some encouraging responses despite criticism from the business lobby. And we'll have more news later.